the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. What shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Actually, our very short life will determine our long or very long eternal life. Our very short life will determine our very, very long eternal life. We are the one to choose to go to heaven or not. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, our Lord said, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Therefore, choose life that you may choose life that you and your descendants may live. So it is in our hands to determine to go to heaven or not. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the salvation. He did his part. But the other part in our hand. So what we should do to inherit eternal life? I think the first thing we have to do is to have faith in God, to believe in God. Look what's written here in Hebrews chapter 11. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And he was born, was crucified, was resurrected for us. We have to believe in that. If you don't believe in that, you cannot enter kingdom of heaven. Look what is written in John chapter 20. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. And in John chapter 3, whoever believes in him is not condemned. Whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We have to accept that. We have also to have a sound faith. Sound faith. We have to believe what's written in the Bible, what Jesus said in the Bible, what's written in the Bible. This is what we need. The first thing we need is to have faith. To have faith. The second thing we need, if you believe, then you have to get baptized to be born again. Look what's written in John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus replied Nicodemus and said, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. No way to get to or to see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. How to be born again? Jesus continue explaining in the same chapter in verse 6 and said, "Truly, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit." This is how we born again. We born from water and spirit. That's why we need to have baptized underneath water. But why baptism is so important? Because flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Why? Flesh give birth to flesh, spirit give birth to spirit. And that's why baptism is so important. We have to have faith in God, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Son of God. And then, while you are in life, you do lots of sins. Baptism forgive our sins. Okay, while we are walking in life, we have so many sins. Do we have to need to re-baptize again? No, baptism is once a life. So you need to repent. Repent, or repentance is the second baptism. You need to repent. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 13, "Unless you repent, you will all perish." Because you get baptized, all your sins are forgiven. And then you sin again. You need these sins are to be forgiven. Yes, through the blood of Jesus Christ, but you need to confess your sins and ask forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven has come near you. Repent and believe the good news." So we need to repent. And in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." "I didn't come to call righteous, but sinners." So we need to repent. Also, we need something very important, which is communion. Communion. You have to take communion every week, at least once. Because communion gives you life. Look what our Lord said in John chapter 6. "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." So we need to take the blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ to have life. "Whoever eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life." So if I didn't eat, if I didn't drink, I will not have eternal life. Communion is so important. Is this the only thing we can do? No. We still need something. You have to watch and pray. You have to watch. You have to fight, spiritual fight. Look what St. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in the store for me a crown of righteousness. He did three things. He fought the fight, or he fought the good fight. He have finished the race till the end of his life. He was fighting, and then he kept the faith. What else do we need? We need to have charitable deeds, charitable work. You can't just look to the poor people for the needy and just look to the other side. No. You have to feel that there is lots of people need your help. Lots of people are hungry. Lots of people are thirsty. Lots of people are naked. We need to help them. We can't just close our eyes and pretend we are not seeing. No. God will punish us if we don't help the poor. That's why at the end of the life, God will call us and bless us if we help the poor. Then shall the kingdom say unto them at his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom of heaven, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. This come because of that, because you helped me, I will prepare kingdom for you. Oh my God, I struggling all my life. Now I have no patience. God will please take me. I get so tired. I get bored. I get tired. No, you need to be patient to the last day of your life. You have to finish the race. You have to be patient to the end of your life so you can get the crown. But if you stop struggling, if you stop fighting in the middle of the race, you can get the crown. So we need to have patience. Wait. Wait. Watch and pray. Watch, and we are watching the coming of Jesus. We are watching. We are waiting. We have patience. So we need all these things. And the top of all these things, we have to do all these things with love. Jesus, I love you. I do all that because I love you. So we need to fight. We need to fight. We need to finish the race to get the crown of righteousness. May God bless you all. Amen.